I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line with us. Chip Flory, he is making his way through the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Where are you today, Chip?
Well, we're up in Faribault County, Minnesota right now, southern Minnesota, just getting into the western edge of the prevent plant area in Minnesota. We've seen some, obviously we've seen some, but the other thing that is much more important is the corn that is up and growing and the soybeans that are out here trying to produce a crop. And the beans are probably our biggest concern at this point. The reason that I say that is because we've got very light pods set on these beans. We've got some good fill going on the Minnesota beans, but there just aren't that many pods out there. And it's all a function, goes right back to the planting date. I don't know why we would expect to plant beans in late May and early June and expect a big bean yield. But there has been that expectation out there that once we get up into Minnesota, some of these soybeans would be better than what we expected to see. That's not the case. We are dealing with a pod count that's down from what it needs to be for Minnesota to build a big yield. Now, on the corn, we're looking at corn that's mostly in the late milk and early dough stage. It can make it. It can make it, but by golly, September needs to be really good. The first few days of October would be helpful without frost, too. We did get a light shower up here, but it's been very light in some areas, or in most areas. There's been some isolated heavier rains, but it needs some rain. It needs some sunlight. It needs some warmer temperatures. I'd normally say let's not push this crop at this time of the year. Let's slow cook it into the end of the year. But this one's far enough behind that I'm saying let's go ahead and give it some heat and speed up the development on it.
Take me back very quickly, last question for you, to yesterday. When we talked in the morning, you were concerned about the Iowa crop because it didn't look as good as you thought it should have, and you weren't expecting great things. Did it get better as you made your way through the day?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And I kind of drew the short straw on the route yesterday. I had the rough route yesterday, ran up basically the middle of the state from south to north. And that area, Crop District 8, 5, and 2, is in really tough condition. Really needs a lot of help. We didn't find any good corn on my route yesterday until we got back over into Crop District 1 up in Palo Alto County, just outside of Spencer. And there we found some good corn. So it's got potential, but it's the same thing that we were looking at here in Minnesota. The corn's in the late milk, early dough stage. There were some guys that came in yesterday, Todd, that had blistered ears in northern Iowa in the third week of August. It's going to be really, really tough for that corn to find a way to get to maturity before the growing season ends.
When will you tally up Minnesota and Iowa numbers, and then when will the Pro Farmer number be released?
You bet. What we're going to do is meet with the Eastern Tour today in Rochester. That's when we're going to get all of our Iowa numbers together. We'll get all the Minnesota numbers put together, and those numbers will be out tonight and available on the website. Then tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon, Central Time, we will be releasing the Pro Farmer crop estimates for corn and soybeans.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 up on our website at willag.org about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Thanks so much, Chip, and look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Chip Flory on the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.